said.
I just have a class of suicide.
It'll probably be pretty quick. But basically, I just wanted to meet our books because that way the books can meet each other and then we can talk a little bit about what the expectation is and what the experience looks like, because some people are like, well, I signed up, now what do I do?
Jessica Pope is talking to a group of University of Arkansas students inside Holcomb Hall on the U of A campus. These students will serve as human books during the Human Library program that will be hosted later this week on campus. Pope is a graduate assistant with the Student Ombuds Services, as well as the coordinator for the Human Library program for the university. She says the program is an international movement that was launched on the U of A campus in 2007.
Its focus is really to connect individuals who might not otherwise meet. It's focused on intercultural communication, and so our books are faculty, staff, and students who volunteer to share their unique life experience. It might be something that they have suffered, maybe some mistreatment or struggled in life because of a certain situation, and so sometimes our books share about that. Some of our books are from various countries. They share about their experiences in their home country as well as their experiences here in Fayetteville and Arkansas and maybe other schools they've attended. Other books that we feature have just unique talents that have come from their culture.
The Human Library program began in Copenhagen, Denmark in the year 2000. It was founded by five youngsters to raise awareness against violence and fight prejudice after an attack on a mutual friend. The program is organized by the Student Ombuds Office, Mullins Library, and the Office of International Students and Scholars on the University of Arkansas campus. The process of putting together a human library begins at the start of each semester. The date is set first. Then, campus-wide emails are sent to recruit books or people who'd like to share their experiences under the project. Once recruitment is complete, a catalog of available books that can be checked out is created. Jessica Pope, coordinator of the event, says this semester's library will feature a wide variety of human books.
One of our books is The Hurricane Arab Spring, Driven by the Youth. We have a student who's going to talk about Serbia. We have an individual who's going to talk about what it's like to live a dual-gendered life. A few of our other titles that we've had in the past have come from business and industry or unique professions. This semester, we don't have too many of those, but the titles always range from life experiences to cultural country connections.
The Human Library program is currently open only to the U of A community. Interested readers reserve an appointment with a person serving as a book about a specific topic at humanlibrary.uark.edu and check in with the librarian on the day of the appointment. Identities of both readers and human books aren't fully revealed to the other. Each reader gets about 45 minutes to have a one-on-one conversation with a human book inside Holcomb Hall. Individuals who participate as books are encouraged to share their personal stories with readers as long as they are comfortable doing so.
But in that 45 minutes, some of our books have become best friends with their readers. So it's neat to see them walking around campus or doing things together outside of the Human Library venue.
Pope says readers participate for a number of reasons.
We might have people from the faculty from the library. We might have staff members from academic departments. We have students who are looking forward to, you know, studying abroad, and so they check out that book who is representing that country. We have students who are really curious about a specific industry, and so they talk to the book about that. We also have students or staff who have had similar struggles to some of our book titles, and so it's a time for them to come in and share and learn and see that someone else has survived that experience.
The Human Library Project at the University of Arkansas also sees a number of past readers return to interact with human books. Some readers decide to return as a human book to share their experiences regarding a particular subject. Jessica Pope, coordinator of the event, says, last semester, the Human Library Program saw interested readers reserve close to 90 appointments. One of the many people who served as a book last semester is Namiko Ochi Bagrimvano. Ochi was an international student from Japan before she started working as a program coordinator for the Office of International Students and Scholars and HOCOM International Living Learning Community at the U of A. She met her husband, who is from Rwanda, while studying in the United States and married him this past summer. Her cross-cultural marriage inspired her to become a human book with the same title.
So I decided to talk about a little bit our story, how we are coming from two different cultures, but how we are managing our life, and then how it's like to have two cultures at home, and then how, you know, the whole process, how my parents perceived the whole engagement and getting married with someone from different country and stuff like that.
Kalina Boshkova is an exchange student from Bulgaria at the University of Arkansas. She arrived in the U.S. last semester, and her homesickness led her to interact with a human book under the Human Library Program.
I read a book about surviving cancer twice, because at that time I was a bit confused by having my first semester at the University of Arkansas, and I felt that I was kind of negative about things, and I decided that if I read a book about this topic, I will appreciate positivity, and it will inspire me.
And her strategy worked. She's planning to return as a person book this semester. Jessica Pope, coordinator of the Human Library Program on the U of A campus, says there are many advantages to conducting the program on campus.
The university can benefit by having different individuals meet, because it might be that person that you ride on the Razorback transit bus that is a book, and you don't know anything about their story because you've never talked to them. But in the Human Library, you have the opportunity to say, oh, I've seen you, and now I know more about you. And so we're building bridges and making connections all across campus, and really hoping to foster a more inclusive, more diverse, and more accepting campus community, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that this campus is serving the needs of the students and making the best experience possible.
The Human Library Program will be conducted on the University of Arkansas campus this Thursday and Friday for the campus community. More information regarding the project is available at humanlibrary.uark.edu and humanlibrary.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.